Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Treonda Bodie, TreOndra.
Okay.
Last name Boddie.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Treonda?
You. Bye bye.
Yes, hi, Jessica.
Hi, and again, the call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No, ma'am, not at the moment.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. When were you diagnosed? What year?
2016.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. And then next here, the Depo Provera information. Did you consume the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
It was injected. When you say consume, do you mean that I'm
yeah,
sorry,
use,
a little confused? Possibly.
Consume or use, excuse me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Sorry.
No, you're good. Sorry, my bad. And then did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use, when did you first start using Depo? What year, roughly? Or best to your knowledge?
It's 2012. Sometime during the summer, about somewhere around there.
Okay. Like June, let's say?
We could say June, if that's okay.
Okay.
I know it's within there.
Okay, no worries. And then, do you know what year you stopped?
2016, yes.
2016, okay. And then, next here, the injured party information. So again, you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm sorry, can I confirm
your gender for me, please?
Oh, a female, sorry.
Female. No, you're good. And then your
I
name is
I thought you said a female. And I was like,
the spelling of your name, is it TreOndra?
Yes, ma'am.
And then last name, Boddie?
Yes, ma'am.
And then we have an email here. It looks like it's your first name, Douglas@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Is the 404-683-9395 your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your mailing address?
7906 Palomino Pass, Riverdale, Georgia.
It was, I'm so sorry. What was the street name?
It's okay. You're connected to my car. I'm at work. I deliver packages for Amazon, so I'm sorry for the breakup.
No, it's okay. No worries. It was Palomino.
Palomino. Yes. Pass, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274.
Okay, perfect. And then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
2/2/1992.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And then your social?
It's 260-832268.
And again, it was 260-832268?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then Next, the medical information. Do you remember your diagnosing doctor, or at least the facility you were diagnosed at, or hospital, clinic?
Northside?
It was Northside?
Yes.
Hospital in what city?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. On Johnson Ferry Road?
That sounds familiar. I remember my neurosurgeon name. I can't remember. It was like, it's a lot of different addresses.
Okay. Because that's, it says that's Northside Hospital in Atlanta.
Oh, in Atlanta.
Yes.
Okay, so yes, it would be Johnson Ferry.
Okay.
I just know it's Northside, okay. And I know it's Atlanta.
Okay, it's okay. As long as we have at least the facility, then we'll be good to go. Because I know it was, you were diagnosed a couple years ago, so. You had treatments done at the same location?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you remember the prescribing hospital clinic where you had the shots given, or what doctor?
When you say the shots given, are you saying
the depot shots?
When I had my surgery, or okay, the depot shots, yes. Mm-hmm. My doctor was Dr. Scott.
Doctor, what was it?
Dr. Scott.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, at what facility or clinic?
He's in Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta.
And that's Center for Primary Care.
Center for Primary Care?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On Windsor Spring Road?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. I just know that's the, I don't know the exact address, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, right when I typed it in, it says that's the only one. It's 2011 Windsor Spring Road, Augusta.
I just don't
want to
say
Georgia.
Yes, and I know, and I'm not like 100% on the address. I just know it is Augusta. I know he was in Augusta, and I know he was my doctor's guy. So that's
uh-huh.
The number on my phone.
Yeah, it came up. So let me see here,
yes.
And then. Your pharmacy name?
My pharmacy is with Walgreens. That's in by my house. That's in Riverdale.
In Riverdale. On Highway 85?
Yes. 30274.
Mhm. Okay, one moment. The address came up as 6665 Highway 85. Is that the one you used?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I used that quite often.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we were request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes. Okay. My mother, if that's
okay. Yeah, do they live with you?
No, ma'am. Do they have to live with me?
No. It's just one of the questions. Sorry about that. And then mother, and then her name?
Donna Douglas.
Douglas. And then her phone number?
678-502-9428.
Okay, perfect. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. One moment. Bear with me.